KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
Hey there, this is Dan Wilcox from KCRW, and I have the pleasure of sitting here with Mike White, who is a writer, producer, director, and actor involved in such films as School of Rock, The Good Girl, Nacho Libre, and most recently, Year of the Dog. Mike White, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So I understand that you have kind of a running theme going on with the songs that you've selected to share with us today. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that theme?
There were a couple songs when I was growing up that like really freaked me out and like still stay. It's like I want to listen to it, but I'm also afraid of whatever it was that they were getting into, like kind of just tripped me out.
Why don't we start with the first one? What have you brought to share with us?
The absolute scariest thing to me when I was a kid was actually Jesus Christ Superstar. That movie, like, of all the things, like, sort of religious, the story of, you know, Jesus's life and death, you know, seemed like the freakiest thing, you know, like, especially Jesus Christ Superstar, because it had all that, like, hard rock, and it was like, ding, 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 ding. It was, like, actually pretty heavy rocking, you know, soundtrack.
Yeah.
I just remember, like, Jesus was so, he wasn't zen. He was, like, really, like, uptight, and he'd flip out over the littlest things. He was always yelling at people, and he seemed like, and just something about the way he looked. He was, like, long hair, and he was, like, and it was kind of, I guess, sexy, but kind of androgynous, and, like, I kind of like God and, like, oh, God, George Burns, or something, you know, someone a little more avuncular and kind of more mellow. Over, you know, it's like Jesus and Jesus Christ Superstar is just, like, I would not follow him anywhere. He's like mentally ill. And, like, everyone else was just, the whole movie was just full of these kind of, like, they just seemed like they were, like, diabolical characters. And I was both fascinated by it because it was telling all these Sunday school stories. It was bringing it to life, but in this, like, kind of, I don't know, like, upsetting sort of way for, like, whatever, the 8-year-old that I was.
Have you ever tried or thought about writing one of these 5 songs that you've selected into a movie and try to kind of share that, like, very creepy experience that you had with them as a child?
I think School of Rock, in a sense, was that. I was, like, you know, thinking about how when I originally thought of it, you know, was like, when I was a kid, to have a teacher like that come in and give me a different sense of associations with all the music and, like, that kind of sort of liberating me from the sort of, like, you know, wanting to be the perfect altar boy kind of kid was, like, something that I probably would have been a good sort of recipe for me. So I don't know if these particular songs will ever emerge in one of my movies, but the spirit of it is there.
Sitting here with Mike White, our guest director, who's going through a number of songs that scared him as a youngster. What do we have next?
Well, the next song is Rod Stewart's Do You Think I'm Sexy?
Frightening.
Which, it sounds like I'm just joking, but, like, I remember when, back in the, like, late 70s, he was, like, a sex symbol. And, like, I remember there was some story about him, you know, it was maybe apocryphal, I don't know, but, like, how he was, like, admitted into a hospital for, like, for an overdose, and that, like, they found semen in his stomach, and they pumped it out of his stomach, and I was like, what the hell? And there were all the pictures of him. He was so ugly and freaky looking, and his shirt was always off, and it was just, like, my introduction into, like, the sexy rock star psycho. It just seemed like, it was so over my head, and so the song just seemed, like, so, I don't know, sick and almost satanic or something.
Oh,
it was just like,
goodness.
Stay away from Rod Stewart.
It's Rod Stewart asking the question, do you think I'm sexy? Answer, no. According to Mike
not,
White,
not
our
now,
guest
not then.
Exactly what is happening. You want my mind. Okay, we just heard Rod Stewart with Do You Think I'm Sexy? And what do we have next?
Well, I'm sure most kids who grew up in the 70s had a mom or a dad or both that was into Carole King.
Yeah.
And my mom was no exception. And so, like, when Carole King had this, like, she did this, like, you know, soundtrack for this Maurice Sendak book called Really Rosie. It was a kid's album, but there was some really crazy, creepy, dark stuff. It was weird because, like, this song is about this kid who's really, like, blasé about everything, and he's got a real bad attitude, and ultimately he ends up getting eaten by a lion because he just, you know, the lion comes along and he's like, I don't care, you know. It's like, it was kind of like a cautionary tale of, like, if you have a bad attitude and you're so blasé about life, it was just sort of like, oh shoot, there is such a thing as conditional love. If you don't, like, keep your if you don't, you know, you don't mind your manners and you don't have a good attitude, like, you know, even your mom will let you get, like, you know, eaten by lions. It tripped me out.
Well, let's get into it. Here is Pierre by Carole King.
Listen if you dare.
I can sing T for two and two for three. I can act to be.
Okay, all right. That was Pierre from Carole King as selected by our guest DJ, Mike White. Mike, what disturbing song do you have next for us here?
So this was Seasons in the Sun by Terry Jacks.
Bye, Papa, please pray for me. I was the black sheep of the family. You tried to teach me right from wrong. Too much wine and too much song. Wonder how I got along. Goodbye, Papa, it's hard to die.
I just remember we had like a little 45 of this single. Must have been like 7 or 6 years old. I mean, it was like mid-70s. It seems like it's about a guy who's dying. He's singing. He's like, you know, I'm going to die. And, like, you know, and I'll remember the times. This is kind of a sentimental song, but it's something about him dying. And I was like, I was just like, because it seemed like he was already dead by the time. It was like listening to somebody's song and he's already dead and he's singing to this girl and he's like, you know, I'm dead now. And I just remember, like, get this off my record player. Like, I was like, I, like, made my sister take it into her room. I didn't want it in my room. It just seemed like haunted and it was just spooky.
We had seasons in the sun, but the wine and the song, like the seasons have all gone.
Mike, I can't wait to hear the explanation on this one. Why don't you go to the next?
Well, this one's kind of obvious. At my house, they had a book that my sister, she went to a religious school, and it had this book about how rock music was a gateway into, like, Satanism and everything bad, like, that kids shouldn't listen to rock music because it had all these, like, negative influences. And it was, like, it was both, like, interpretations of big rock songs plus insights into the lifestyles of different rock singers and whatever. And even at the time, I was like, this just seems bogus. But I went to a school where, like, for some reason in, like, middle school, like, every school dance or every party ended with either Stairway to Heaven or Hotel California, and it was like they, like, people would, like, kind of slow dance to Hotel California, and I was like listening to the lyrics and I was like, this is, like, actually proving all of these religious haters of rock music right. It's literally, like, pie into, like, Satanism. Like, it was about California, which I lived in, and it was all about these people you can't leave. I mean, it was like a Twilight Zone episode. It is a nightmare. It's like a nightmare song come to life. And so it was just one of those songs that I was like, I don't want to listen to this. I mean, I appreciate it now, but at the time it was just seemed like stay away.
Mike, thank you so much for joining us on KCRW.com.
Thanks for having me.